Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio live at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show today. This is a Bible study and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome you to the show. I also want to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can access all of the Bible studies on demand. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved unto who? Unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. So we know that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. I say we know that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. So what I do on a daily basis, my brothers and my sisters, I come to you to give you the Word of God in simplicity and understanding by staying in the Scriptures. I don't tell you about the Scriptures that you want to hear, okay? Because this is not about what you want to hear. This is about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of the Word of God. So, what I do is that I'm not going to tickle your ears like false prophets and fake pastors out there. The Bible says in the last days that we won't have false teachers and false prophets. I want to tickle the ears of the hearers of the Word and let them hear what they want to hear. So, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth as it comes from the pages of the Word of God, which is the Bible. See. So, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. Because Father God is good, and He's good all the time, and all the time, He is good. And so, you know, that's why it upsets me when I hear people say, don't pray, because Father God says in His Word to pray without ceasing. I said, Father God says in His Word to pray without ceasing. So that is quite contrary to the Word of God when you hear somebody say not to pray. But my brothers and my sisters, the Bible says pray without ceasing. So that means that you should be praying morning and noon and night. You should at least pray three times a day, see. You can't pray just one time a day. You need to be praying three or more time a day. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 and 1, the Father God said He was always ready to help us, but we did not pray. He says we did not even try to pray. See? So we have a world out here now that is a do what you want to do world. Microwave generation, the quicker it is done, the better. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister, that's not the way that it works in the Word. The W-O-R-D, the Word, is totally different and separate from the world, the W-O-R-L-D. They say, you must not get it twisted. There's a lot of teachers that are supposed to be prophets out there that are getting it twisted. And they're leading people the wrong way. That's why it's best for you, my brothers and my sisters, to read the Word of God for yourself. Read the Bible for yourself. And if you can't read it for yourself, you get somebody to read it for you that tells you word for word what the Bible says, precept by precept, line by line, is what Father God tells us. That's how we're supposed to read the Word of God, precept by precept, line by line. You're not supposed to be telling us what you think, what the Word of God says. You're supposed to be reading the Word of God and giving the people as what exactly this Bible says. Whether they want to hear it or not, it's not about what they want to hear, because Father God didn't write the Bible based on if they were going to like it or not. We are in our generation because of Facebook and social media, so we think everybody's supposed to like what we put out there. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, woe to you when every man has something good to say about you. It says, woe to you when every man has something good to say about you. And then it goes on to say, that's how did in the days of old. It says that in the Bible. That's how the false prophets did in the days of old. Your ancestors did that. They lifted up the false prophets instead of lifting up the truth of the Word of God. He says, that's what they're doing now. See? I have a problem with you calling in to Christian Talk Radio. That's up to you. If you want to call in, you can do so. That call-in number is area code 914-803-4330. Anyway, we must be careful that we continually stay prayed up. I said we must be careful that we continually stay prayed up, my brothers, because we are in perilous times. I said we are in perilous times. You don't think we are in perilous times, and you must be living up under a rock. I said, if you don't think that we are in perilous times today, then you must be living up under a rock. The Bible says in Isaiah 63, oh, did I say go to our website, www.christiantalkradio.website? That's www.christiantalkradio.website. I'm going to be uploading. And then you can also get the feed. You can get the RSS feed from these Bible studies by going to Blog Talk Radio and signing up for the feed. That way you will get this Bible study on your mobile device, on your iPad, on your iPad, on your iPhone, or Android phone, or whatever phone you are using to sign up for the RSS feed. Therefore, you won't have to be running, trying to catch up, trying to see when Christian Talk Radio is on Blog Talk Radio. I know we do, they do give you an option, you know, that comes on and says, well, Christian Talk Radio is on Blog Talk Radio right now. So they tell you that. You know, also, if you're an artist, I still play artist songs on this radio station. So if you want to, you can send your information to www.christiantalkradio.website and tag it and send it to my email address. That's malicia@christiantalkradio.website. Don't send it to social media pages. Don't do that. Send it where I ask you to send it to. That way I will get it. Now, I don't play every song that is sent to me. I play the songs that I feel that I like, that those are the songs that I play. So So you send it to me. I'll see if I like it. If I like it, you'll hear it on my radio station. Anyway, Isaiah 53. And I'm sorry, Isaiah 64. It says, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries." Who are the adversaries? The adversaries are the enemies. "That the nations may tremble at thy presence. For now this terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flow down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has that eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him." Let's see what the New Translation says about that verse and that scripture. Now, we still have to pray for our nation, my brothers and my sisters. Continue to pray. Father God says you're not praying. That's why he's not hearing, he's not seeing, because you're not praying. You got to pray, my brothers and my sisters. I cannot stress that enough. Isaiah 64 and 4. As no one has ever, and I'm reading to you from the New Translation. No one has ever seen or heard of a God like you, who does such deeds for those who put their hope or trust in him. You welcome those who find joy in doing what is right, those who remember how you want them to live. You were angry with us, but we went on sinning, and in spite of your great anger, we have continued to do wrong since ancient times. The King James Version says on Isaiah 64 and 6, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." And the New Translation says, "All of us have been sinful. Even our best actions are filthy through and through. Because our sins, we are like leaves that wither and are blown away by the wind. No one turns to you in prayer again." No one turns to you in prayer. And we ask, "Well, where is God?" God is never sleep, neither does he slumber, my brothers and my sisters. But you do not acknowledge God. You don't pray. I say, you don't pray. And then when something happens, you say, "Well, where is God?" God is still where he always has been. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere at the same time. But he says to you in his word, and Isaiah, that's why it's so important that you read the Bible, that you do not pray. Even though he was always there to listen, you did not pray. He says, "I was always there to help you, but you did not pray." And I'm not talking about just praying when trouble comes. I'm talking about praying every day before trouble comes. That's what I'm telling you to do. Because you don't pray just when trouble comes. You need to be prayer life. A prayer life is when you pray when you're not in trouble. See?
We got prayers already sent up there to Father God. But not just pray when you're in trouble, but pray anyhow. As the old folks say, pray anyhow. Make yourself a prayer time with Father God and pray. But then, no one turns to you in prayer. That's what it says in Isaiah 64 and 7. No one turns to you in prayer. And it also says it in Isaiah 65 and 1. No one goes to you for help. And you want to ask where is Father God? Get it? He has always been there. He has never turned away from us. What we have done is turned away from him. So don't get it twisted and say, well, Father God has turned away from us. No, he has not. We have turned away from him as individuals and as a nation. It even says in Isaiah 65 that the nation does not pray. The nation does not pray. It's not only individuals, it's the nation, the whole nation does not pray. We have forgotten about Father God. Again, we want to ask, is he forgotten about us? No, he has never forgotten about us. We have forgotten about him. He says in his word that we do not pray. If you don't get anything else from the Bible study tonight, you need to get this. That you need to pray. And that we as a nation need to become a nation of prayer again. Because, as the Bible says, nothing is new up under the sun. Things that are happening today have happened before. Sin has always been sin. Sin has changed. There is an evil that is in the world today that you've never seen before, because evil begets evil and it exceeds off itself. The devil is evil. Right? The devil has always been here since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve. But when the world gets evil, that evil, the devil feeds off that. Yeah. That's why you're seeing evil that you've never seen before in your life. Because evil begets evil. Yeah. And all the violence and all the killing, all the murders, and all the things that are going on in the world today is feeding off of itself. And so you see evil feeding off evil, and you see the epitome of evil that you've never seen before in this world today. The Bible says no one turns to you in prayer. No one goes to you for help. You have hidden yourself from us and have abandoned us because of our sin. But you are our Father, Lord. We are like clay, and you are like the potter. You created us. So do not be too angry with us or hold our sins against us forever. We are your people. Be merciful to us. That's what the Bible says. We have forgotten to pray, my brothers and my sisters. And it goes on to say, all the places we loved are in ruins. Lord, are you unmoved by all this? That's the question. Lord, are you unmoved by all this? Are you going to do nothing and make us suffer more than we can endure? And then it goes on to say, Isaiah 65. The Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayer, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. The nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. The Lord said, Father God says, I was always ready to answer. Here I am. This is his answer. If we had prayed, here I am. I will help you. Father God says, I have always been ready to welcome my people who stubbornly do what is wrong and go their own way. Because Father God answered the question, because the question was asked in Isaiah 64. In Isaiah 64, it says, you have hidden yourself from us and have abandoned us because of our sins. Then it goes on to say, you created us. So do not be too angry with us or hold our sins against us forever. We are your people. Be merciful to us. And then in Isaiah 64 and 12, it says, and this is the question the Father God is answering in Isaiah 65. Because in the Bible, when Father God, yes, Father God, a question in the Bible, he is going to answer you. So it says, Lord, are you unmoved by all of this? Are you going to do nothing? And this is what some of you all are saying today. You're asking this question. Lord, are you unmoved by all of this? Are you going to do nothing to make us suffer more than we can endure? That's the question that a lot of people are asking today. Father God has an answer for you in Isaiah 65. This is his answer to you. He said, the Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. The nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. And his answer is, here I am, I will help you. Then he goes on to say, but since Father God is Father God, he says, I have always been ready to welcome my people who stubbornly do what is wrong and go their own way. They shamelessly keep on making me angry. They offer pagan sacrifices as sacred gardens and burn incense on pagan altars. At night they go to caves and tombs to consult the spirits of the dead. They eat pork and drink broth made from meat offered in pagan sacrifices. And then they say to others, keep away from us. We are too holy for you to touch. Father God says, I cannot stand people like that. My anger against them is like a fire that never goes out. I have already decided on their punishment, and their sentence is written down. I will not overlook what they have done, but I will repay them for their sins and the sins of their ancestors. They have burned incense at pagan hill shrines, and they have spoken evil of me. That's why I tell people to watch what you say about Father God. Now, we're in perilous times and people want to put this on Father God. But see, the Bible has already been written before time. I said the Bible has already been written before time. So he said, they spoke evil of me, so I will punish them as their past be deserved. You watch what comes out of your mouth, my brothers and my sisters. The Bible was written before time. Before any of these things ever came to pass, the Bible was written. He says, the Lord says, no one destroys good grapes. Instead, they make wine with them. Neither when I destroy all my people. I will save those who serve me. I will bless the Israelites who belong to the tribe of Judah, and their descendants will possess my land of mountains. My chosen people who serve me will live there. They will worship me and will lead their sheep and cattle, the pasture and the plain of Sharon in the west, and in Trouble Valley in the east. But it will be different for you that forsake me, who ignore Zion, my sacred hill, and worship Gad and many the gods, liturgies of luck and fate, false gods. It will be your fate to die a violent death because you did not answer when I called or listened when I spoke. You chose to disobey me and do evil. And so I tell you that those who worship and obey me will have plenty to eat and drink, but you will be hungry and thirsty. They will be happy, but you will be disgraced. They will sing for joy, but you will cry with a broken heart. My chosen people will use your name as a curse. I, the sovereign Lord, will put you to death, but I will give a new name to those who obey me. Anyone in the land who asks for a blessing will ask to be blessed by the faithful God. Whoever takes an oath will swear by the name of the faithful God. The troubles of the past will be gone and forgotten. The Lord says, I am making a new earth and new heavens. Events of the past will be completely forgotten. I said, the Lord said, Verse 17 of 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. A new Jerusalem. I know you've heard that a lot in the churches about the new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem I will make will be full of joy, and her people will be happy. I myself will be filled with joy because of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no weeping there, no calling for help. Babies will no longer die in infancy, and all people will live out their lifespan in the new Jerusalem. Those who live to be 100 will be considered young. To die before that would be a sign that I had punished them. People will build houses and get to live in them and the new Jerusalem. They will not be used by someone else. They will plant vineyards and enjoy the wine. They will not be drunk by others in the new Jerusalem. My brothers and my sisters, if this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share with others. Read about it. Share on the Facebook page, Twitter, whatever social media outlet you're using. Go to www.christianfathradio.website. Download the Bible study. Post my YouTube channel. Listen to the videos, my brothers and my sisters. And speak. And continue to pray every day. You guys have a beautiful and wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Sunday for South Radio Live on YouTube.